Giving ourselves a place among the righteous. And so in this message today, heritage and inheritance, part one, we're going to be looking at, you know, and this is mainly for those who are going to listen and who's going to pay attention. All right. And for myself, I'm just bringing you in on where I would be with or without those who are going to listen, whether it's my children that's going to hear or my children and saints here, saints everywhere. It don't matter. You know what I mean? It comes down to understanding that you got to find your place, and you can't find your place just by going through formalities. Do everybody know what formalities are? Raise your hand if you do. All right, so we don't know what formalities are. Formalities are going through a form of, going through a procedure that gets you from start to finish, but you didn't accomplish nothing. Does that make sense? You can't go through the formalities with Yah. You understand? So in this message today, heritage and inheritance, we're going to be looking at some scriptures. This is a lot of base information that you're going to be getting. All right. It's a lot of base information that you're going to be getting. So let us move on. We are truly training up our seeds to know the true heritage of the Most High Yah. Is that correct? Are we? That's what we say. But this is a whole encompassing, because as I look out, I see men. I see brothers. I see, listen to my speech, sons and future heads of houses. I also see women. I see mothers. I see daughters. And future Ishias. Y'all hear me? So in that, you got to understand, see, this is what's important in this whole dynamic, is that one, are you from good stock? Men, are you from good stock? Women, are you from good stock? I know in our conversation, sitting around and being honest, Deacon, is all the sisters from good stock? Yes, sir. Is all the brothers from good stock? Yes, sir. Y'all hear? But you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear it. I'm talking about in, but we also talk about in the ministry. We know that you're not from good stock because of the fruit you bear. And then you look and you say, well, how you going to tell me? Well, I wouldn't recommend you being with no daughter of Zion. Seeing that I know you, see, we, and that's what Pastor was talking about earlier, when people still stuck in this religious Christian philosophy. See, in Christian philosophy, you give yourself a pass and say it's all right. It's all right. And I look, a lot of times when we bring corrections, Deacon, the correction is not fully accepted, is it? Because people think they don't, that the measure that we're laying on them is improper. Right? But I wouldn't say it if I didn't need to say it. Y'all hear me? I'm saying it because I'm looking at the whole of what Yah is building in Christianity. They say, all right, it's okay then. You just smash two pieces of bread together, you got a sandwich. Right? But that ain't how it worked. I ain't finna send my sons off. I know you still playful. You don't know how to manage. You're not serious. You don't value the lives of others. You ain't fair. Why am I gonna send you out? Now they can get mad, any one of them. They can get mad and say, well, he just trying to keep me from getting married. I ain't trying to keep him do nothing. We building a name here. A good name is better than what? Silver and gold. So as that go for my house, so as it go for your house, here it is. What if every brother that got married out of KC, out from among us here straightway, we produce bad marriages? What is that going to look like? What is the shepherd going to say about that? Oh, ain't nothing good. Worthless men, ain't nobody learning nothing. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing happening. All the children out of control. You know what I mean? We got all these different things that you see out of people. You know what I mean? Because it's like this, watch this, whether you know it or not, when you all go to the feast and you all walking around the feast and you just hanging out, people are observing you. So when you bring names up, okay, this person won't get married to this person. Really? Why? Because somebody didn't discern. Y'all hear me, sons? So I'm talking to you because I want you to know you're always being watched. Either you get a good report or you get a bad report. Okay? Listen to this. His heritage, whose heritage? Yah's heritage is what allows our seeds to receive or inherit what we store up and leave behind. You hear that? It's what we commanded to do. We inherit. I mean, we are commanded to do what? Leave a what? For who? Is that, that's in the book? Yeah, you read that, Josh? What does it mean to you? Now, just because of your seed? Well, it's Yah's heritage, right? And what if he be wicked? And he want to give it to the heathen? This real question. What MJ say? You know what? Everything you leave to me, I think I'm going to go out here to Blondie Blonde.
She serving Bell. And I'm just using the example. Hold nobody on camera. Like, ah, why is that?
So to say, he said, I'm deciding, I know you giving me this, but I'm going to take it out here and I'm going to share it outside of this.
Still got Isaac.
You hear that, MJ? You was firstborn. That make you mad that your daddy said that? How you feel? Is it wrong? See, how do MJ know it's not wrong? How do MJ know it's not wrong, D?
Because he understands it.
Because he understands.
And you making your seed know this, because this is our heritage. This is what we doing. This is what we spend time on. See, these ain't just regular Christian children. That's why we can have dialogue right now in here in the midst and say, bam, he get it. You know what I mean? He ain't sitting over there frowning and kicking his feet. Why are you going to give the eyes? Okay? All right? Who understands that the seed must be in alignment with the guidelines for receiving the inheritance? Who understands that? Raise your hand. All right, we're going to see. We're going to see. Here's where we are as men. Here's where we as men must step the game up tremendously to be sure we are building up the old waste places. Now, this is what I mean by that. Because, see, the more I understand, and I said this years ago, I said the time going to come where we're going to actually see how wicked the times are going to be. And the times are going to be so wicked that you ain't going to have no choice but to believe and understand that. Right, let me see here. Maybe we can get that in there. All right, there we go. But we ain't gonna have no choice but to believe that Yah has given us a way. All right, now watch this. Let me tell you how important this is. I'm gonna tell you from my standpoint. Me seeing that I know if Yah is increasing me, you giving great substance, you're giving great wisdom, then I would want to be able to look behind me and see the number of sons being up so that I know that these ain't people from out in the world. Because I look at right now how hard it is to trust people. Right? All I'm trying to do is tell you the truth. You want to be able to trust people, but guess what? If I raised you up, the chance of me trusting you is better than even meeting somebody that I don't know what your stock is. I don't know what you made of. And I may have seen something to show me that you're not trustworthy. Are y'all here? So that's one of the reasons why, as a man, you got to say, you got to be able to think in this capacity. That makes sense? So that's why I'm teaching them, because see, the more that we have a good name and we're raising up, you know, these grandchildren and they children, and they are understanding, okay, what was my grandfather in Israel? Well, he was a shepherd. He had worked the works of Elohim. Many had received the word of life in him and were saved. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So then that's what we trying to produce. Them the type of seeds I'm trying to put in the earth. Opposed just some damn seeds. I just want some children. What the hell are they going to do? Right? Is this making sense? See, to build up the old waste place, it's us that's got to put our hands to that old waste place, that old plow. Get it out the mud. Clean it off and get it back going again. You know what I mean? And see, that's why I'm teaching them right now to be able to look around and compare what I'm teaching you. Continue to compare what you see with the adults, because what type of children you think they're going to have? Right? If every time my children look up, they see you in a stoop. Every time they see you look up, you got some type of foul play going on. See, that's how I'm able to say, don't marry these type of sisters. You can't be in fellowship with the seeds of these type of brothers, because these brothers are going astray. And that's why I already start equipping them to understand this whole, you know, what's the difference between us and all these Hebrew Israelites. And I've been talking about this for a long time. I say, look, everybody that say they're Hebrews, like, have you seen the power of the Most High Yah work in your own house in and among your own father? Yes. Okay, then let's go outside of it. Who is the people outside of this house? You know what I mean? That's outside this ministry. If they come talking more alternative, and they come teaching things other than what we taught, y'all hear me? See, they got to understand it, because this is what, see, understanding heritage first. Then you can later understand inheritance. Though they are interchangeable and together in regards, but it's them understanding, I can't be associated with somebody that speak against speaking in tongues. Why? You believe in speaking in tongues, they don't. So they're going to give you something else. They're going to tell you it's Bacchus. Or they're going to tell you, well, it was just languages. That ain't what it is, son. You hear me, Gabe? The more you hear me? That ain't what it is. Just read it again in the Tanakh. Just be reading it again. Like, wow. It said, he told Saul, the spirit of Yah shall come into you, and you shall become another man. And you shall speak with ecstasy. Wait a minute. Spirit coming in. You're going to speak where you wasn't speaking at first. And then when you spoke, you didn't give a message. You didn't say, thus says Yah. Y'all hear me? To use a prophet is speaking. The prophet is speaking, Danny, thus says Yahweh. Tomorrow this time. See what I mean? So you can understand that, right? Just give me something to chew on. All right, so we got to read this. We're going to go to Luke chapter 15. Everybody open up to Luke 15, verse 11 through 32. Let's listen to this. All right, because see, we got to go here first, because there are some important aspects that you got to understand as we move forward in this mindset. All right, you ready? Let's go.
And he said, a certain man, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me a portion of goods falling to me. And he divided his livelihood between them.
Y'all hear that? Yeah? So what are they receiving right now? They are receiving an inheritance. Come on.
And not many days after, the younger son, having gathered all together, went away to a distant country, and there wasted his goods with loose living.
You hear this?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? He wasted his inheritance with loose living. Come on.
And when he had spent all, there arose a severe scarcity of food throughout that land. And he began to be in need. And he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country.
Now wait a minute. Stop. You see what happened? What did he do? He joined himself to some other people. See that? Now watch this. Come on.
And he sent him to his fields to feed pigs.
You hear that? Look at you. You Israel.
Now you going to the field to do what? See how they do you? Look what you do. You automatically you get down to the lowest. That's why I be trying to tell y'all. See, this is an example. First of all, you left out of your father's house. Did he or did he not? Did you hear him, Gay? You asked your father for, give me what's mine. Then you went and squandered. This is why I be telling y'all. This is why I do these lessons with y'all. Y'all have y'all little dollars that somebody may give you, you know. I tell you, put it up. But first thing you get it, it burn a hole in your pocket. You want to see what it feel like to spend everything you have. Just like him, he went on loose living. You just like, you don't even need the shit you buying. You just buying it. Because then the store got a shiny ass bag. Do y'all hear me? You don't need that. But you spending it because guess what? It's right there in your hand. That's how I know whether or not you're going to take care of some shit I give you. That's why I'm watching. You hear me, Ren? That's why I'm watching y'all. I'm staying right back. You ask, y'all go to the store with you? Y'all look, I already know what that mean. Bam, I tune right in. Y'all watch. I be looking for what I look for, but I be watching out the corner of my eye. I be seeing y'all over there like this. I'll be waiting. Daddy, I was like, can I have this? Hell no. You hear me? Because it's a daily teaching, ain't deacon? It's a daily teaching. It ain't just what I told you last. No, it's daily. Because if we don't teach you this right now, then what you get, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to get it and go squander it. And then it's going to cause you to fall in a low estate, just like this. Now you can't say you don't want to go out there and work for the heathen. They like this. Come on, yeah, Mr. Israelite. Get on over there and work with the pigs. Good Lord. Huh? Well, if you was at home with your father, would he be working with pigs? You hear that, Rim? Come on, finish reading.
And he was longing to fill his stomach with the pods, which the pigs were eating, and no one gave to him. But having come to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread and enough to spare?
Now, wait, look where he went. Y'all better pay attention. Cause I'm going to show y'all something at the end of the message. He like, wait a minute. My father's servants, right? I ain't lying. Get me another clip. Or the one. He said, my father's servants. He said, my father's servants got bread. But I'm trying to get the same crap to pig. Yeah, listen, because these are real lessons for us. We can't talk like this in the church. You know what I mean? When I said hell no, they'd have got them left. You know what I mean? They got them walked out. But because we are rearing up the young seed, these people, these children right here and right there, they belong to Yah. Y'all hear these young daughters? Y'all don't get to just decide, I like him. That ain't happening. You will never experience that. You understand that? Because whoever you like, that nigga ain't no good. I promise you. It just ain't gonna happen. See, that's why, you know, and this is such a struggle. We trying to do this all through the ministry. This is a struggle. But people think you're putting handcuffs when I'm saying, look, step one, step two, step three. You hear me, Demore? Simple. You ain't got to worry about it. Now you got the process down. You can see it now. Here it is. I love the fact that brothers is already having a conversation because they can see your seeds coming up. Like, that don't mean it's going to happen, but it's like, that's better. One, I know you ain't going outside the ministry. You know what I mean? Because that's what people want to do. They want to go outside the ministry, don't they, D? We don't know who the hell these people are. So you can tell all kind of shit and be a king and shit. Don't y'all want? Y'all, man, listen. Some of these, don't be fooled, you hear me? Because they wearing TZs, you hear me? That's how that nigga got Pam, didn't he? That nigga had some TZs. You like this TZs? You like this braids? Nah, you ain't. You a Muslim now. You not even Israel. Y'all hear me? Pam that sat next to her sister, then when I was walking down the aisle, the Holy Spirit said, lay hands on her. I was just walking. Remember? Y'all remember? Do y'all remember? And I lay hands on her. What happened? She got healed. What? So in understanding heritage, here we got an example. Let's go finish reading, Josh.
I am perishing with hunger. Having risen, I shall go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against the heaven and before you.
Now, wait a minute. Did you hear what he said? He knew he sinned against the heaven because Yah had already carved out a heritage for you. He had already chose these people from among the people he was going to put in the earth. He was already picked out. Y'all hear? So he said, I have sinned against the heavens, and I sinned against who? My father. He repented. Come on.
And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.
You hear what he said? Now pay attention. It's going to be big for the end. He said, I am not worthy to be called one of your sons. Make me like one of your servants. Come on.
And having risen, he went to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against the heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet and bring the fattened calf here and slaughter it, and let us eat and rejoice because this son of mine was dead and is alive again.
You hear that? You was dead. You hear that? He wasn't dead in the body. He was dead because you left the heritage. My mother, my brother, and my sisters, them that do what? The will of my father, who is where? In heaven. That's your family. You see what I mean? So even he said that he was dead, but now is alive. But this is heritage. See, again, some of y'all being weak. That's why I asked the question about MJ. But some of y'all don't get it. You that's what I'm saying. You ain't raising your children up to understand this heritage. That's why they're gonna handle this heritage as loose as you handle it. I put a line between me and them. You better understand, this is how I am. If you plan on being over where I'm at, do what you need to do. Because other than that, I ain't messing with you. Y'all hear me? Man, y'all better quit being soft as men. But just what y'all want to bring in the world, you just want to see. You know what I mean? You really just want some. And if I have a child, that's bonus. Right? Y'all hear me? It's just true. So this work. This work. I'm striving to make sure they understand who Yah is. Because I get it. See, when Yah said, when they rise up, when they walk by the wayside, when they sit at the dinner table, before they lie down, make them to know. Make them know what? You know what the heritage is. I mean, you don't lie with your wife on her menstrual cycle. The heathen do that. We don't do that. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Man don't lie with man. Like, he would lie with woman. See what I'm saying? So it's your job to make sure. So when they come in, you come in here with some damn lipstick on, you know I'm punching. You ain't even got it. So to the world, like, that's cruel. That, look at him. He's a, I am. Whatever you say, I'm that. But I'm righteous. Well, you better not ever show up talking about you. Well, I like men. That's it. You know what I mean? You ain't getting out that door. You are not getting out that door. You feel me? Dwayne Wade, come on, give him a choice. Nigga, you big, sorry ass nigga. Huh? Hey, man, but that's what happened. Oh, but look, and he said he liked for her to rule, for Gabrielle Union. Right? You see the house here? You ain't lined up how Yah is. Yah ain't telling you to make her the head of your house. Well, let him just be gay, honey. It's all right. Yeah. The hell off me. You hear me? Terrible. Come on, Josh. Finish reading. Y'all listen to this. Listen. Watch this. Now, here go the other part. See, you got to pay attention. This is a heart condition right here that we can read about. Because you got to pay attention to what gets said. This, to me, that was the most firm aspect of this and understanding what we're talking about. See, I'm ahead. So I'm here talking from the standpoint of a head. I'm a shepherd. So I'm telling you, I can look at your house and see that you ain't talking from the stand. Let's listen.
And his older son was in the field. And when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. And having called one of the servants, he asked what this meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he received him back in health. And he was wroth and would not go in. So his father came out and pleaded with him. And answering, he said to his father, see, these many years I have been serving you, and I have never transgressed a command of yours. But to me, you have never given a young goat. So could I go rejoice with my friends? But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with whores, you slaughtered the fattened calf for him. Then he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all I have is yours. And we had to rejoice and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive and was lost and is found.
You see this? See, watch it. When the father is in, he is representing the kingdom. We like, we receive one back to the kingdom. But you looking with an evil eye, not realizing that you are in the Father's house. See, this is what we have among us. This is what we have among people. And see, if you don't teach your son, your daughter, this is why we have situations like we got going on right now, because you don't know how to look at shit. You ain't looking at it when we in Yah's house. Yah is the one that is the just judge to make sure we do right between me and thee. Right? You in my house. Then what are you telling the son? You always have. Because you're in my house. You didn't have to go. So you looking for something else superficial. See, you ask yourself, how can people even look alternative like this? How can you can't look at people rejoicing because another soul was added? Y'all hear me? That's why I told y'all, people ain't looking for Christ. It's, man, all you gotta do is look around, man. I'm telling you, man. That's all I'm praying. Y'all, I just want, just like I was saying, when I was saying straightway. I know what y'all do. You just gotta have the people that just want y'all with every ounce of their being. You think y'all ain't gonna show up? Boy, I just felt the anointing. I was just walking around on the chairs, and man, the anointing was just more. I said, listen, look. It feels good to be in the presence of Yah, opposed to being at war in the presence of Yah with those who is in the same house. Y'all hear me? Boy, the father, like, he was dead. Now he's made a lie. Y'all seeing this? And I know he squandered it. See, this is the type of foolish things that will be done when you ain't paying attention. And we at the end, this is critical. You get this, all this stuff set up to where the Gentiles can't touch us, and we going in stores and all our shit is tax exempt, and they can't touch us. We ain't paying no property taxes, no nut income tax. We ain't paying none of that shit. Did y'all hear what I said? Don't send that goddamn letter to this house. Send that shit right back. Why can't you do that to the government? F the police. Hey. But y'all hear me? Straightway Ministries in any way, shape, or fashion does not condone but we're in the house of Yah. Yah don't charge user. Right? But no, y'all gotta hear me. You gotta live like, you gotta understand, you gotta, the stuff I'm seeing, you gotta go in these offices bold. I mean, no, really. You here representing Yah. And you got to deal with them according to their information. Well, no, that don't apply to me. But then you do all that, and then you put this shit in their hands. Because you ain't never deal with the fear that's in your children. But sign your name right here. But it's gonna make us be in bondage. Sign your name. Now you come back, they taking all the shit. People going to jail. You ain't paid taxes, and they hell no. Y'all hear me? Yes, sir. And we got to be like this. You got to be. Hey, listen. Know it sound like it's. Well, it sounds like it's unfair. I know it seems like it's unfair, but some of y'all, we can't let your seeds put their hand on shit. Cause we see you. Undie, right? Unless they, look, as they show a different glimmer of light. This doesn't sound like it's unfair. It sounds like it's unfair, Brother Mark. All right. Inheritance. Possession, property, inheritance, heritage. You hear that? You inherit a heritage. You hear? Portion, a share. Y'all get it? Now I'm going to give y'all this ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible root layout for heritage. I want you to hear this because this is going to make sense. Inherit. All right. Head. The pictograph race is a picture of a head. The head of the tribe, the chief or family father, is passed from generation to generation. Y'all hear this? It's established that who gonna be the head of all that we have. And see, when we look up and people say, well, how can you have pastors? And why do you have these ordained elders in every city? Well, guess what? When you got these assemblies and things set up, it's gotta be according to those that share the same spirit and values. Just like I was saying about Josh Early. Somebody gotta have a heart to all you want to do is serve Yah. And if you see him sitting up under the training, then you know he got the understanding. You know where people gonna go astray. All you gotta do, watch. Watch this. Y'all hear me? Y'all listen? Today's date, 6/26. Before 7/26, some people in here are going to go astray in whatever area it is. Y'all hear me? The head grants, you hear this? Watch this. The head grants, you see that? What does grant mean? Well, I ain't got to ask nobody. Allow, right? Grants permission for the betrothal of his daughters and determines the what? Of the tribe or family. The head of a person, place, thing, or time. Y'all got it? So, the goal of today to have open discussion on teaching our heritage, showing our seeds all that they have access to concerning Yah. Y'all get that? So let's look at this right here in Leviticus chapter 12, verse 2 through 7. Man child. Let's look at that before we get to these other ones, because this is getting ready to bring about some understanding.
Speak to the people of Israel, saying, if a woman conceives and bear a male child, she shall be ceremonially unclean 7 days, as at the time of her menstruation, she shall be unclean. On the 8th day, the flesh of the foreskin shall be circumcised. Her time of blood purification shall be 33 days. She shall not touch any holy thing or come into the sanctuary until the days of her purification are completed.
Y'all hear this? You having a man child, and you listen. These stipulations came first for the man child. Finish reading, Josh.
If she bears a female child, she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her menstruation. Her time of blood purification shall be 66 days. When the days of her purification are completed, whether for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring to the priest at the entrance of the tent of the meeting a lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, and a pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. He shall offer it before Yahweh and make atonement on her behalf, and she shall be clean from her flow of blood. This is the law for her who bears a child, male or female.
Are y'all here? So this is about bearing a child. So you look at the time difference between man and female. All right. And so what this means is that we have to pay attention to this in the schematics of what we are building. See, so in essence, look what's going on. We are raising up men in Israel to continue the seed of Israel. Y'all hear that? No, y'all didn't. Sisters, y'all hearing this? We're raising up men to continue the seed of Israel, all right, in Israel, among us. That's why they didn't want Samson going outside. We're trying to increase this seed, this blood, this heritage. And we don't want you going to serve other elves. All right? You hearing it, Gabe? This is why you don't go and marry one from another nation. Because if they ain't serving Yah, they can turn your heart. Your heritage is Yah. That is your heritage. Y'all hearing this? So, I made that. We looked at Leviticus 12, 2 through 7, because Yah has made distinction between man child and maid child. Look at the words he used. Man child, maid child. Is that not in KJV? Is? Ain't it, Brother Mark? Yeah. It's in KJV. So we still looking at one who's going to sit at the head, and we're still looking at one who's still designed to help. Y'all see it? How can you give him up under that when you made it a hissing and a sickness on the behalf of the decision of Yah to bring you into this world as a maid child? That sound horrific, Mariah? Sound horrible? Tosh, it sound horrible? Like, damn, a maid child. Who you think he is? Robert? Does it sound horrible? Well, how does it really feel like deep down inside? Like, so let me ask this. How many of you all, daughters of Zion, ever said to yourself when you start seeing all these laws and commandments coming that you wish you was a man or it was a heavy thing? None of y'all? Y'all was all right with it? See? Yeah. Come on. So we getting ready to look at a few scriptures we're going to read through that deals with heritage and inheritance. Because I want y'all to store this up, because see, here's the thing that we're coming down to when we see why we have to be so specific. You got to see why we have to be in the mindset as men that we are responsible for building up Israel. You can't do that land with a man. Right? Yo, ain't no continuing seed. And I already see when you look at like some of these versions of men, shit, you got to make up the heads. Brother Ray, boy, you got to make up the heads. Instead of him having the seed, shit, I need to have that. But I'm just saying, that's how you got to look at it because some of these people, you look like, damn. Y'all hear me? I look at some of these Hebrews like, he's like, boy, they should have snipped him. Don't let that shit get out in the earth, boy. Some five, some two, some one, right? Right, listen to this. Hey, Joel.
Then I shall gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I shall enter into judgment with them there for my people, my inheritance, Yisrael.
You hear that? Because people have squandered
his heritage. These we inherit. All right, let's go. Exodus.
I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you for a possession. I am Yahweh.
You say, I will give it to you as a possession. So is that a heritage or an inheritance? It's an inheritance because you got you. This is something you're supposed to take over. It's being left to you. Hold up, Gabby. If he's getting ready to feed him, there's a box up there that got two things in it plus. All right, now what I wanted to say about Exodus 6 and 8, I said, remember, this is the Exodus period. You know what I mean? So Yah was bringing you out in the wilderness to tell you that because he had, I'm bringing you out to a place where now we got solitude. You ain't distracted by the meat barrels. You ain't distracted by the whips. You know what I mean? You're not distracted by all the celebrations and the idolatry that the Egyptians are participating in. Therefore, I can teach you about what you shall possess if. Right? That makes sense? So I want you to think about that when you're talking to your sons. See, one of the things we're doing, we're getting our sons and our daughters out from among the people. I don't see them. They children, so they gonna do what children do. But I don't see them doing the things that we see in school. Do you, D? Because in school, you see people touching people's butts, don't you? in way down there in the elementary school. What's up, Ty? Am I lying? You worked in a school like I did. Like, man, what is this? Second grade. You hear me, Mother JC? You know you're going to get your teeth knocked out. You do that in here. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, what we raising up? Psalms 61:5.
For you, O Elohim, have heard my vows. You have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name.
You hear this? See, the inheritance have come from those that fear your name. These ain't just something we just picking up. Y'all understand that? Is that it? So I want y'all to remember these scriptures, because we're going to be talking about this as we get a little more in depth with this. Because this is why I say to y'all, this is why some of y'all don't know how to help raise up these children, these little kings and priests. Y'all hear? Yeah, everybody dead now. I said, this is why we don't know how to help raise up these little kings and priests. Because we don't know where we got to stand on this. We don't know what we're looking at. You don't know the heritage of Yah, so you don't know what where you should come in or not come in at. Some of y'all tired of being around the children. You tired, boy. These ain't no badass children like that. Some of y'all, we just tired of being around. Like, it just weren't working. That show you ain't with the heritage of the Most High. Yeah, you don't understand. It should be a joy when we can look up and all of us, we done had this tribe and we done helped these children be sharp as a tack. You can look up later on seeing them standing. No, that's wicked. You can see your sons, they've been raised up where they ain't going to bend. They ain't going to break. Your daughters ain't being turned over the horn and becoming sluts. Do y'all hear me? Why are you talking like that? Because I'm going to keep talking like that. Because you need to hear. You don't hear when people say, well, we want your daughters to do the best that they can. That means don't do shit. Right? That's what it means. That's what it means to some people. Isaiah 54:17.
No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. And you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh.
Mm. You hear it? See, that's what I'm saying. So you, how would they know that if you ain't been going over Psalm 78, verse 1 through 8? How would they know the wonders? You see what I mean? It said, make the children's children that when they're born, they should make their children's children know the wonders, so that they don't forget me. So you can't possibly abide in in Isaiah 54:17 if they ain't understanding that, if you ain't made them to know that. See, I know that's why I can stand with my heels planted and know the heritage of the Most High, Yah. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, every weapon that rises against me. You know what I mean? Because this is this heritage. Y'all ain't going to just let this shit slip by. Do y'all hear me? Come on. That was it.
And their vindication is for me, saith Yahweh.
He said, and their vindication. You hear that? So when you know the heritage of the Most High, Yah, you know it's in his hand and his will to vindicate his people. But that's why I said, y'all, man, people don't be listening. Y'all, it's just like we dead. We so tired right now. We so tired. We tired, ain't we? Y'all ain't tired. Yeah, y'all are. But people like, They tired, bro, Mark. Damn, just say you tired. We're being hypocrites. I'm tired. Just say I'm tired. You asking the wrong damn question. Did you eat cereal this morning? All right. Joel chapter 2:17. Y'all listen to this.
This is it. Let the priests, servants of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the slaughter place. And let them say, spare your people, O Yahweh, and do not give your inheritance to reproach. For the nations to rule over them, why should they say among the peoples, where is their Elohim?
Y'all understand it? Read it again, Josh.
I see blank looks. Come on.
Let the priests, servants of Yah, weep between the porch and the slaughter place, and let them say, spare your people, O Yahweh, and do not give your inheritance to reproach, for the nations to rule over them. What should they say among the peoples? Where is their Elohim?
We see that? See, because it's like this. We are the inheritance of Yah. And so when we get deemed as nothing, this is what they was crying out about. Because you see, look what's happening. Nobody cared for you. People didn't care about what, how many bywords and proverbs you got called. You understand that? People didn't care about whether you, because you start going there and start talking about Yah right now. People ain't, they don't care what you talking about. You could, we could tell this testimony 1,000 times. We can go in the bank Monday, Gabby, and tell this testimony. Oh, my wife got healed. You think people gonna start jumping around and rejoice? Yeah, they're religious. But people don't care about this. Y'all hear this? I'm just telling y'all. So you gotta understand. See, right now, at this point in the message, we're about to be over with here in a second, but you should understand that there's something you got to grab a hold of. You got to become more serious about that. You got to spend more time immersing your sons and your daughters in, because they got to get this. They got to get who they are. And this is why we have such a hard time, because here it is. You bring your children, they come moseying along in here, and they don't give a shit about Yah. At least I ain't never seen them crying and desiring Yah. I done seen them. Y'all hear me? So you can't get mad at me. It ain't nothing. We just sit up. Do we sit up, Gabby, and playing? Let's make sure our children praise more than other children. You get what I'm saying? No, it's you. Yo, they going off your desire towards y'all. If y'all ain't that much, then guess what? To your children, y'all ain't that much. I pray about this. I'm like, please, y'all don't let them go out there to that. So I can pray for yours, but if you ain't got the same thing, if it ain't the same thing going, if y'all ain't that important. Because, see, coming to Sabbath might be like holidays, you know what I mean? Get together, see people, eat food, and it's a good time. That's how holidays used to be, didn't it? Stop it. Hey, fake as hell. You know, y'all don't even like each other. Y'all cousins. Right? I've been hated that shit anyway. You know what I'm saying, Mark? Man, I hate it. You know what I mean? You go sit around, people don't even give a shit about you. Can't ask for nothing. You know what I mean? Some of them. I mean, you know, they ain't never gotten, they ain't never helped you with shit. Somebody turned, somebody got off this channel, then they were like, who is he? So you got to get that type of compassion. See, I wanted you to read this verse in Joel because I wanted you to understand. Did you just read that? Yeah, I wanted you to read that because I wanted y'all to understand that whoever was praying and crying out to y'all, they understand, like, wait a minute. Please don't give this heritage to the heathen as a reproach. Please. They not going to value it like we value. Y'all hear me? Somebody getting a whoop? Oh, Lord, that sounds like a slave in there getting beat. Oh, I was like, Lord, are they dead? Because they ain't saying nothing. So be quiet. All right, Genesis 31:14. Y'all listen to this.
Then Rachel and Leah answered him, "Is there any portion or inheritance left to us in our father's house?"
There it is. You hear the speech of our people? Because that's what this is about. You know what I mean? That's why we know you can't lay around. Because people are going to be looking. You know what I mean? And by right, they should. And we should be looking to see what they're going to do with it. I'm telling y'all. Y'all ain't really heard me yet. I done said it to the congregation. I said, with all the jobs and all the 401ks. Y'all hear me? It ain't no way. But it's, I'm telling you, everybody, you don't see it the way, you don't see the way I see it. Listen. You hear me, brother? I get bored. No, they waiting on camera. You hear me? I don't care. All we gotta do is make a big move. You know what I mean? What they gonna come do? What they gonna do? By the time you done been in change all year more, you know what I mean? You're a different person now. But we don't understand. We rather your way is smarter than what we showing. This would be one big old win. You got everybody, you got the homes built, you got homes that's gonna stand for dang near ever. You know what I mean? You got the fellowship, you got the food right there on the land. You got everything you need, man. What the hell are we doing? I know what it is. I know it. Some of y'all won't see me every day. You won't see me every day. No, y'all don't. Because see, what that does is when we at that stage, then I can really be there. I ain't got to be at the gym. I can put that thing, put that on right there on the land. You know what I mean? Praying online so I can watch your ass. But that ain't what you want. You don't really want no shepherd. That's too much. It's a lot easier when I see y'all Joy and Sarai, y'all see me on Saturday, but you don't see me on Monday. You hear what I'm saying? We're at Exodus. Let's go Exodus 15, 17.
You bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Yahweh, which you have made for your own dwelling, the set-apart place, O Yah, which your hands have prepared.
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
See, that's another thing that you're going to inherit. That was a prophecy. That's prophetic. How do you think people go to the house in the last days? It's in the last days. People going to flow to the mountain of Yah. Right? To the God of Jacob, right? And this word, he's going to have us. Come on.
Then Yahweh said to Aaron, you shall have no allotment in their land, nor shall you have any share among them. I am your share and your possession amongst the Israelites.
Mm. You hear this? This word, see,
look at this. So if you was a Levite, you had to accept. You like, you can't keep doing like this. But they got, you hear Marcus? You can't keep that. Look, but what do the commandments say? Don't covet what? See what I mean? His house, his wife, what? Male servant? Your children, y'all don't know? His ox, his donkey, what? Yeah, and y'all told him don't. So this is what he told Aaron, don't. I'm your inheritance. All you got to do is look towards me. But did that mean that? Watch this. Because watch this. This is how you know people ain't of Yah. Because see, when I was reading this, bro, I said, look at this. Here it is, Yah. Because this what, see, when people can't put their trust in you, or like I said last week, when you think Yah hand is too short, then you look up and see, because it's people that quit bringing stuff into the storehouse where the Levites were, therefore bringing hardship on them and cause them to lose faith. See that? But the Levites should have anyway, despite did what? Trust in Yah. See what I mean? So this is what we find among us as people when we have things that we look at, and if you know the heritage of Yah, we didn't heard it today, you know Yah ain't going to move on your behalf. You did, ain't that the heritage?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Is it, Kevin? Woo! Wonder who I offended today. Where we at? All right, Numbers 26, 54. Let's go.
To the large one, you give a larger inheritance.
Wait a minute, you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
To the large one, you give a what?
A large one.
Now, see, my son's been scattered out somewhere. Where's Gabe? Okay. See, watch this. I set in the morning when I make them some spark drink, I set it right there on the table on purpose. One of them have a little more in it. I watch them race to the table. Should they have to race to the table? Who the large one go to? Right? See, I mean, it's these little lessons like this. I tell Rim them, the more you get to go do work with them, you come back frown, why you frowned up? It ain't your time yet. You understand? Trying to get y'all to understand. And so when we look at this, it said to the large one, you give the larger portion. So you don't have no need over there. If you over there and you in a 20 by 30 and they in a 60 by 80, you know what I mean? What, right? If I look at y'all, that's he meeting the need. And you meeting the envy, an envious, and a jealousy spirit. He meeting the need, you meeting a bad spiritual condition. You better watch how you look around. You better watch how you look around. It caused you to stumble. Come on, finish reading.
And to the small one, you give a smaller inheritance.
Yeah, so somebody like, I don't want to be small.
But this is the heritage of Yah. It's like, so we, when, look, watch it. When you, we setting people up. Because see, this type of stuff coming to play when you setting people up on land. You moving people around. I want you to move over there. Because y'all don't really need that much. But then you looking over there. Why y'all over there? What do you mean? Because we over here. Dang, what y'all said. What'd he say then? We had Numbers 36, 7. Let's go.
So that no inheritance of the Israelites shall be transferred from one tribe to another. For all Israelites shall retain the inheritance of their ancestral tribes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that? You see what I mean? So it's like when you, if you was doing right and we was a big tribe, all that we built, all that our grandfathers built and our great-grandfathers built, then guess what? All we marrying right in here. You know what I mean? So that the inheritance don't leave. Y'all hear? So in us keeping it in the today's mindset, we got to look at what we're doing and how this thing needs to work. See, now that gets into some other semantics that we too Christian to understand it. Uh-oh. We ain't hearing it. Go on here to Deuteronomy 33:4. Come on.
Moshe commanded us a Torah.
You hear it?
Yes, sir. An inheritance of the assembly of Jacob.
Y'all hear this? He commanded us a what? A Torah. And that is an inheritance for who? The assembly of Jacob. See what I mean? That Torah is your inheritance. You ain't got nothing else that governs you. So when we making decisions, we're trying to do things. It's so that it is according to what's given to our people. You got it? Y'all hear me? Was that it? All right. Here's our last slide of the day. Let's talk about this. Here it is. I'm going to make some people mad. This is what the man child is going to grow up and be. You hear me? He's going to be first. The Aleph. You hear me? The ox head. That's where our left is, ain't it, Mark? That's who lead. That's who lead the flock. See? So then, this is what happens. Yah gives this heritage to the sons of Jacob. And he says, go forth. And what? Be fruitful. Right? So you can't be fruitful until you get what? A husband? A wife. Multiply, right? That's children, and multiply whatever gifts you have. Right? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, right? With what? Wicked seeds? Y'all hear? Righteous seeds. So now this is how, see, this is how we talking to. I can take this picture and talk to my sons. I need you to replenish. Look how I am, son, before my eyes close. Look in the depths of my eyes. Know the heart of your father. Know what I desired. Know what I preached. Did I preach my own shit or did I preach the hair? Like we said in Deuteronomy 33:4. This Torah, that was a heritage. An inheritance, right? That's what I'm preaching to them. Y'all hear me? Hear me stop time? That's what I'm preaching to them. So we need to replenish. Because when I leave out, add more. More that's going to be like your father. More that's going to be like you when you become righteous. Don't let these out here that we know that's stealing, murdering, killing, despising, envying, jealousies, right? Be without compassion. Lovers of themselves. More than being lovers of Yah. So if you love Yah, you won't do some of the shit you do. How can you love Yah and you just do shit that just unorthodox? Y'all hear me? See, that's why I'm showing Yah. See, people can't say they love Yah when they don't understand. So when we replenishing, and then how do you subdue? You can subdue by getting more lands, more flocks, right? More servants, right? More children, more wives. Your house is now is bam. And so if you is instrumental, then guess what? Now you done put down a number. You turn around to Yah. I done gave the ones the commandments that was going to hear. With all of them here or not. You gone in your ground and rest in profound quiet, right? Until the Messiah returns. Till those dead in Christ rise first. Y'all hear me? See, as a chief, then you standing over that. So how do you get there? This is where we talking to our sons. This is our standpoint. As a one who have grown up. Now, you telling your sons, a man that find a wife find what? And obtains what? From who? From Yah. You see what I mean? You're going to obtain favor. You ain't looking for favor from man. You're looking for favor from Yah. And Yah will make your enemies your what? Footstools. Now, so what Yah is sending you to do is to go acquire property. Is your wife your property? You ever had property, Mother Yvonne? Your husband, was he your property? What about you, Pastor Strong? You, Mother JC, was your husband, was a good brother? Paul, he wasn't your property? Okay. Do it hurt to say that? Do it hurt to say that? Feel good saying he was your master? Let me see here. Is he your master? Yeah. Brother Ray, your master. Let me hear you say it. There it is. How'd it sound, Gap? Did it sound real? Did it sound real when she said it? That's it, my brother. Listen. When you have children, they also are your property. I'm going to show you how. You hear me? All right? Now, let's talk about the children. When you have a daughter go out, but a son remain. Remember the prodigal son, the father said, you're in my house. You always have as I have. Right? So you continue the house. You remain. So the family line continue deep and it goes further. Therefore, subduing and multiplying. Right? In your house, if you have servants, same thing apply. If he gets an Ishai in your house while he's there, a servant don't remain but a son. Don't the words say that? A servant does not remain but a son. So if he leave, he just had children for me. They're my children. Property. Right? Now, if he want that Ishai and them children, what got to happen? He got to say he love who? See that? You got to submit. You got to submit yourself. You gotta say, I love my master, and lay your ear on the doorway. So we know right there, he's a servant. You gotta work. You gotta say, I love my master. Now you can have that wife and that child. You gotta tell him, go on, get on away from here. Right? You can't come back and say, but I love her. No, you got to come back and say, you love me. Then I'll give them to you. See that? Is y'all backwards? It's heritage. See what I mean? It's all this old bullshit sneaking around. But I love her. No. You got to go back up that line, don't you? You can't be running around here herding the children, meeting your ass up here at Walmart. No. Take your ass back up here and say you love your love the master. Then guess what? You can have. Don't this make sense? Right? Look at this. Property, lands, and flocks. Who would have thought a wife, a children, servants, lands, and flocks all would be a property of a man? And if you manage these well, right, Yah will give you more. Right? If you can manage the small, I'll make you a ruler of what? See what I mean? See, that's what you got to teach your son. So that's why they can't go skip processes. They got to understand, do this shit right here. That's why I start with the small stuff. Is your bed made up? We took pictures and video of how the bed should look, didn't we? So guess what? Now I ain't just talking, Marcus. Look how your shit look. Look how I made it up. Mine didn't have no wrinkles in it, did it? bed, crisp. Boy, look like you can sleep in that mug for 2 weeks before you realize you sleep. You know what I mean? This, who gonna sleep in that? You see what I'm saying? But I'm teaching. That's what it is. I'm teaching them excellence, perfection, right? Diligence, tentativeness. See what I mean? Don't just get up, pay attention. We ain't just telling them one time. It's just like I tell them. It's like, even in teaching, I learned that on a 3 week basis, when you teach them something, you allow them to go through practice and you continue to reinforce for 2 weeks. The third week you assess. Do they understand what I just said? You check for understanding. Critical learning critiques. See, I'm just trying to tell y'all, but some of y'all, didn't I tell you? So you didn't say it, but that don't mean he heard it or he understand it. Y'all hear me? You want your children to be immersed in it. Why you think y'all said when he rise up, when he walked by the wayside, right? When he sit at the dinner table, before he lie down. We just read Deuteronomy 33:4. This is your heritage. Well, then how you going to make sure they know it if you ain't doing it? If they ain't see you putting it into play. If they ain't hearing you give it back to them. If you ain't checking to see if they getting it. I'm checking because this is the heritage. I got to make sure. The word said train them up in the way. You think training is like this? We got some damn Superman powers. You going to look the word into his mind? Ooh, I got it, Dad. Y'all hear me? So I wanted to break at least this aspect so then when we start looking at other things in this heritage and why they got to have it, why they must have an understanding. You don't control them and what you want to do and what you don't want to do because we all getting used by Yah in the generation we come in. Yah know the needs and the necessities of the entirety of his people. There's some wicked people in this earth, man. Like I said, you know, we got out, man. We made a stop on the way to Straightway. We was coming from Georgia heading up to Tennessee and Gabby and Daya went in already because they had to carry them and get in there. You know what I mean? So they went ahead and went on in there. So they went in there when Elder Rufus went in. And Vest was already in there. But I got out with all these sons. I just looked. I said, boy, look at this. I looked at all my little dudes walking across the lot. I just look back. Whoa. I look at people just looking. I'm just looking at them. Hey, man, but bro, I did my job, boy. Yeah. That's it. You right. Well, I did my job, man. You know me? And what's what I mean? It's like, I didn't, because I remember after every child we had, are y'all going to get fixed? Hell no. I said the same thing every time. I'm not getting, what? It's what y'all want me to do. It's what he made me, boy. And so when I look and see these little men, that I know that one of the reasons why I look at them, I'm like, boy, I know these is getting this heritage pumped in. But I don't know them in there. I don't know if they getting this. So y'all got to go in this store and make sure y'all represent the Most High Yah. Y'all hear me? Is this understandable? So that was part one that we dug into. Did y'all learn something? Hallelujah. You know, let me say this as we get ready to close out. You know, I said this statement the other day. I said, in the flesh, I ain't nobody. I ain't got no big name. But that's why I value who I am. See, when y'all make you a shepherd, then you are purposed in this earth, whether men or women, whoever, reverence, disrespect, dishonor. You got to know who you are in the spirit realm, that you are able to be of great effect in the spirit realm. And that's what I want us as a congregation and as a ministry and as the people of Yah that's in this fourth corner of the earth. We got to be so effective in the spirit realm that the manifestation in the physical realm of our children and who we are as a people, we look like it's oozing off us. When they come looking and searching to grab a skirt of the Yehudi, then they surely is going to find them that is endowed with righteousness and the power of the Most High Yah. We should be the ones, because this healing is our heritage. Ain't it? The hand of Yah moving among his people is our heritage. That's why we should already know we gonna get results among each other. But it can't happen when we got all these spots that's scattered among us. It's time out for that. The price for that is worth anything. Y'all hear me? It's worth us going through these trials and tribulations so you see me, so I can see you. So I can see how you respond. If you get kicked out the gym and you ain't got nowhere to go, all your clients, all the money on the line. So I can look at you right in your eye. So I can see where that give up is, and that murmuring spirit, that complaining spirit, that doubtful spirit, that conniving and deceitful, whatever's in people is going to come out right now. Because we should be in a position where we need each other, we can trust one another, and we can rely on one another, we can pray for one another, and it's going to be of effect. We should be in a position to ask for whatever we need right now, and y'all do it. Shouldn't be nothing. That's where I be at. You set me out on the walk, you hear me? And I got to make it to New York, guess what? I'm going to make it. Whatever day that is, I'm going to make it. You hear me? And that's how I got to do it, and that's the last and only option. Guess what? Then I already know y'all with me on this journey. You got me doing it for a reason, and I'm going to get there. Y'all hear me? Y'all stand up and give y'all a hand and pray. Go ahead. Go run the last. Thank you.